go ahead and call this meeting to order, a regular board meeting for Hays Center Public Schools. It's July 13th at 8 p.m. Do roll call.
Connie?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Toby? Andrea, yes.
Dr. Mann, do we address that?
Pardon me?
The excusing an absence, when do we do that?
Toby had notified the president that he has to be excused, so board members need to make a motion to approve his, accept his absence as being approved.
Okay. Go ahead and do that now then. Okay. Well, I move to accept Toby's absence from tonight's meeting.
Second.
Aaron moves to accept Toby's absence from tonight's meeting. Dexter seconds. Dexter?
Yes.
Andrea, yes. Connie?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes. Okay. Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay.
Marion, thanks for coming tonight. Also recognize the Nebraska Open Meetings Act law poster on the wall there. And the adoption of agenda.
I move that we adopt the agenda as presented.
Second.
Connie moves to... Did you say adopt the agenda as presented?
Approve. Yeah, adopt it.
Okay. I was pushing buttons instead of listening. Sorry. That was my fault. Okay, Connie moves to adopt the agenda as presented. Aaron seconds. Connie?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes.
Toby absent. Dexter?
Yes.
Andrea, yes.
Okay. Next item, we got Randy Voloshin on there. I don't know if he's...
Yeah, he was supposed to come in tonight and update the board on the program.
Okay. Well, he might show up still. If he does, we'll slide him in, and if not, we won't worry about that. Services report, Dr. Mahan and I talked a little bit about, we had the services report and them guys coming in. I don't know, Connie, do you have some background on
why
they come in and do that?
Ron had asked them to come in because during board meetings, a lot of the board members would have questions regarding, why did you spend $1,600 to replace the bus brakes? Ron wouldn't be able to answer that, and they wanted answers right then, so he just got to the point where it was just easier to have them here to give the service report, and that way it wasn't secondhand information. You were hearing it, the board was hearing it straight from Greg that the bus needed a new transmission, or it wasn't something, it was just clearing up a lot of questions and a lot of second guessing is what I guess it did by having them here to vouch for what he was saying.
Well, that's something, I guess, and Dr. Mann, you can talk with Greg and Maury about that. I mean, if you think, to me, it doesn't matter either way, I guess. I mean, to me, if a bus needs brakes or a transmission or a windshield, it's pretty cut and dried. But
it usually is, and usually there are not emergencies with things in schools. I mean, the brakes go out, they have to replace them. If there's something I can answer, I hope to be in constant communication with them. there's something I can't answer, I'll email them the next day or talk to them the next day and email out to the board as detailed, more detailed than what I can answer. But
yeah.
Usually my next on the line for everything, so I should be in contact with them. Hopefully, I may not know if they lost a lug nut today or whatever, but
yeah.
If they had to get brakes or had a windshield get broken or a wreck or whatever, you know, I will pass it on as soon as I get the information.
Well, I guess my thought, they're sure welcome to come, but...
I agree. They're welcome to be here. I think Jeannie, I think her daughter's wedding, she's been gone today and tomorrow, so I think, I'm not sure what they're doing, but it probably is a relief to them to get to work on the wedding for tonight.
Okay.
And Maury gave me his report. Underground sprinklers are in out in front around the building. The flat roof replacement has begun. The crew from McCook came last Friday, and they started scooping rock. There's 2 tons of rock holding down the membrane, so they started scraping it into piles. The floors are being refinished in all buildings, and it's looking sharp. The carpets are being shampooed in all buildings. Any projects are almost complete, and that's pretty much it. I go to the office for a while, then I'll go out to one of the sites and have a question about or I'm thinking about something in a building, so I'll just walk down to the building and walk through. So I've been getting acquainted with the facilities and talking to Murray along the way. So. Been learning a lot in a week. Jeannie has got the request for money there. There were no hot lunch claims since school's been out. And Greg didn't have anything for me. We had the kids go to volleyball camp today. They went to Baywood early, and then they came here for middle school, junior high. Anyway. I think those are the departments.
Okay. Item 4, do we have any committee reports or anything we need to discuss on that?
I've not heard of any.
Okay. Was that report kind of double as your administrative report, or do you have some other things?
Well, I'll just share with Tony. I've been... meeting with, before he left, he went to Italy, I guess, for his honeymoon. I've been here early on, in and out during the spring and June. So I met with he and Jeannie over time. But he would like to ask for $1,500 truancy or whatever. Attendance has not been real steady at the high school, so he'd like to have a $1,500 budget for... what do you call them? Rewards. They get handed out to the students. And I would say I'm willing to try anything once.
Like incentives for attendance type of deal?
Yeah, incentives, yeah.
What would those be?
Well, he's thinking iPad, something along that line. iPad at one level and something else smaller at the elementary level.
Yeah, it's tough. I don't know how you do that for sure. I mean, because, you know, I don't know, are you incenting, would we be incenting everyone or just the people who had trouble in the past? Or?
Well, he'd use that much. He'd have like weekly drawings for little small items and then a bigger drawing in semester and end of the year.
Okay.
Was what he was thinking.
Would it be a drawing or based on their attendance?
Both. Those that had good attendance, their names would go in the drawing. If you had good attendance, your name was drawn out,
okay.
You get something.
So everybody wouldn't be rewarded for a good attendance, only one person who ever got their name pulled out of that.
Yeah.
Because he wants to do this instead of the semester testing, correct?
Instead of getting out of the tests at the end of the year, missing the last day of school.
If you want to postpone it to August to get more detail, that's fine.
I just wish we could do something that was... more of an incentive for each person. I mean, each kid that does perfect attendance ought to be getting something, not just drawing their name out, in my opinion. And also, that we wouldn't have to pay for it. I mean, if there's something that we could reward them with without a financial.
Well, and what if you have, I mean, if you're going to do the iPad in the high school, what if it's the same kid that gets it both semesters because they didn't get sick? I mean, you know, like, we're random enough not to, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know that he would do that, but that's a good question.
Yeah, it's a tough situation regardless, because a lot of the kids that aren't attending, I don't know that you, I mean, willing to, like you said, willing to try anything, but the trouble is going to be knowing what they'd be motivated by. I don't know.
That's just it.
Because they probably have an iPad at home and could care less.
and then Jeannie is going to be working on a program along that lines for tenants as well, as part of their counseling program. So we're working together to work solidarity on trying to improve attendance. Then Maywood School Board, through Trent Benjamin, they'll be having a co-op committee meetings quarterly with athletic directors and just keep in touch that way.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, if you want to wait till August, that's really close.
Well, I just want more information, I think, about what more of a plan would be or how it would be worded or used or...
Well, like I said, I think it's a good idea to try something. I just...
Well,
he's
trying to look ahead to improve things, mm-hmm. and I admire him for at least attempting. He may have done it before, he may have all the details, but anyway, I was the one to support it just for the cause of trying to improve things. We'll have him come in August. And then, there really hasn't been much in my area since Thursday. I sent out an email to the board. I think things are perking along. I was just going to reiterate what Maury said. I think the facilities look great. I'm getting acquainted with the facilities. I don't know that I'll need to be gone, but I just found out about an hour ago my brother passed away today, so I'm not sure what's going to happen on that. Anyway, if I go, I'll let you know. Email.
Sure. Yeah, well.
Sorry to hear about that.
Yeah. Next item 6A, appointment of new board member. Marion, would you like to say anything, or?
You guys all know me, so.
Okay.
If you have any questions, ask.
I'm not ready. I don't have the swearing in ready for tonight. So if you approve her as a board member, we can do it in August. That's okay.
I guess, I don't know if there's no other discussion. I guess I would. So I would move to accept Marion's application for the Hayes Center School Board.
What do we have to do to prepare for the swearing in?
Well, did you have to sign an oath?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's already made up. We just get a copy of it, right?
Do what?
It's in the policy.
I've actually got a copy of the
copy of it. They
got
just
it?
Bring
I've
it
got
and
a,
sign it.
Okay, well, whatever.
Yeah, I've got a copy of the oath of office here.
Okay. Whatever you want to do. I didn't see it.
Yeah, it's just a paragraph here. It should sign it.
Yeah, unless there's something more, I would just...
Well, yeah, I don't know what it is, but they sign an oath that I so-and-so... It's only fair to uphold the Constitution, and whatever, okay.
Yep. I'll second it. So,
I think it looks like it's just straight out of the state statute.
It is. It's just amazing.
Connie, did you make that motion or Aaron?
I didn't.
Aaron did.
And it just moved to appoint Marion Richards as...
Well, I put to accept Marion's application for school board member.
That's... I couldn't have said it better.
Okay.
I'd
take her seat.
Well,
she
loved
well.
When we did it before we, when they took, they just abstained the first night.
That makes sense because she doesn't have information.
Okay.
You want me to read it out loud or just read it?
I just read it, yeah.
Just read it, so.
Guess we could vote, right? Okay, Aaron moves to accept Aaron's application for school board member. Andrea seconds. Aaron?
Yes.
Toby absent. Dexter?
Yes.
Andrea, yes. Connie?
Yes.
Next item is the consent agenda. I didn't see any issues with that. I would move to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Aaron moves to approve the consent agenda as presented. Dexter seconds. Toby absent. Andrea, yes. Connie?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Item 6C, approve second reading of board policy section 6000.
I'll move to approve the second reading of board policy section 6000.
Second.
Andrea moves to approve the second reading of board policy section 6000. Aaron seconds. Dexter?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes.
Toby absent. Connie?
Yes.
Andrea, yes.
6D, approve first reading of board policy section 7000.
Yes, there was a number that we need to replace. They were the same policy, you just need to update the number.
Okay.
I'll move to approve the first reading of board policy section 7000.
I'll second. Dexter moves to approve the first reading of board policy.
Sorry.
Nope. Policy section 7000. Andrea seconds. Andrea, yes. Connie?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes.
Toby absent.
6E, approve first reading of new board policies 3029, 3030.4, 4050.34, 4080.1, 4110, 5050, and 7090.5.
Are these the new policies that the state, is that what you were saying, that the state mandated, or why are they being changed?
Well, it looks like the address for OCRs was changed. That's all I can find the difference. And they came from every year your attorney or a attorney does it for your ESU 15, and they pass it on to us. So it looked like the address for Missouri had changed. So, they're no longer at Ward Parkway. They're somewhere else now.
Okay.
I don't remember looking at the policy. I can't remember what the address is, but it's changed.
Well, I would move to approve the first reading and new board policies as stated before.
That was 5010 on that one. Or is that in the next one? That's the next one, sorry.
That's the next one.
Second.
Aaron moves to approve the first reading of new board policies as stated before. Dexter seconds. Connie?
Yes.
Toby absent. Dexter?
Yes.
Andrea, yes. Aaron?
Yes. 6F, approve first reading of amendments to board policies 1110.2, 3011.5, 3030.5, 4010.3, 4050.35, 5010.5, 6000, and 7090. Is there any issues with these?
Well, 5010.5, I was asked today, I think Andrew had a question. The last paragraph had changed. The old policy or the current policy is that it does supersede the language arts. The new policy does not supersede anything in particular. That's the difference on the.
And the dates all changed or updated.
The one you're updating does not supersede.
Right, but it says were approved by the board and these dates all changed.
Yeah, there was.
Because they were old before.
I guess they wanted to add those particular dates in there. I don't know why.
Okay.
I have a question on the 11.10.2. All the way through in each paragraph, it says the Board of Education shall keep the minutes of the meetings showing mm-hmm. the time, they shall be prepared, and they shall be kept in the office. And then it gets down to the last one, says they may be kept on as an electronic record. I think that should be shall, because we do keep it, and the word may would be that you could or could not have it. And I think that was an issue before, and I think that needs to be changed. I don't think it's an option. I think it has to be shall.
So it would be kept in the office and as an electronic record, both.
Right, but the word, see how it all goes through, the minutes shall, mm-hmm. the minutes shall, then the last one says the minutes may, that needs to be shall.
So we're gonna. So it's gonna be required to do it both ways.
11.
Oh,
yes. Does it matter as long
as and that
okay.
is allowing you to say it's either way when you say may.
But they have to be both.
Maybe the reason it says
now.
May though. Do you remember if there's a policy that says no recording,
mm-hmm.
and we overrode that, but
right.
the policy was still in the book.
Right.
And so as long as that policy is still there, if the board would decide not to.
That makes sense. But my policy says shall.
The new one that I printed off today. This is what I printed off this morning.
I think
okay.
And C and I
think. Okay, she's already put it in here. She's already got in here that it shall be kept.
Maybe
no,
that
policy. This part's not added.
Oh, that? Oh, okay. That's, pardon me.
Nope.
Excellent. I think you can say shall until you stop recording the meetings and then you go back to may. I think you can change it.
Yeah.
You know, back and forth.
I think the reason it's written like it is to give yourself flexibility if for some reason there wasn't electronic
there
record.
Times,
this
that
is
has not worked.
Giving yourself permission to not have, you know, just in case for some reason you don't have the paper copy right there or you know,
or
electronic.
Report.
I think it's just trying to be more flexible. Yes.
Because the written minutes still have to be kept. It'd be great if electronics always worked.
I just think that
I'm fine.
In what I was saying, what the way I was reading it was that, in other words, you could erase the electronic meetings if you didn't want to keep them, because it says you may keep them.
Well, you could say if the meeting is recorded, then
yeah.
it shall be kept.
Maybe it needs to say any minutes recorded need to be kept or shall be kept as an electronic record, but
all audio
right. I don't know. I just thought it was leaving too big of a gap in there. Might not ever be another problem, but it has been a problem in the past.
With it being first reading, we can fix everything.
Is this first reading, or isn't this just accepting this?
It says first reading. It says first reading.
So okay.
Yeah, first reading of the amendment.
Okay.
So you
yeah.
have time to come.
I think if we have them, we should keep them. But if by chance it doesn't get recorded, then obviously you can't keep something that you don't have. So, yeah, just to reword that, to state it somehow, to incorporate that in. Somehow. You want my copy?
Shall be kept if they're recording his name. Minutes shall be kept as an electronic record when meetings are recorded. Okay.
Good there.
I'll get that.
Okay. Well, I'd move to approve the first reading of amendments to board policies as listed.
Second.
Aaron moves to approve the first reading of amendments to board policies as listed. Dexter seconds. Aaron?
Yes.
Andrea, yes. Toby, absent. Dexter?
Yes.
Connie?
Yes.
6G is approved 2015-16 principal contract. Everybody get a chance to look through that? Any questions?
My question is, what's the plus a board approved adjustment per negotiated agreement? Okay, so does that mean that you're including that in the $75,000? You're doing the $75,000 plus the $350,000.
No, we took the we basically, rather than having a separate payment and a separate thing, it's all included in that $75,000.
Because
it says 75,000 plus. Change that
to
the 40,
though. Yeah,
we don't.
It really wouldn't need to be in there if you've already included
it. You could actually. Yeah, we could that underline
part. All right, 75,000 top. Okay.
Yeah, because that was.
Okay, take out the.
Plus, take out the plus a board approved adjustment per negotiated agreement. So you go ahead and approve that with the changed language.
Yeah, just say you got a contract for $75,000, and then I'll take the verbiage out, or change the verbiage to match the $75,000.
Should we need to adjust the? Do we need to change the motion then, or? I mean, do we need to say that with the motion, or will that just be?
You can, yeah. I'll say it all with the motion, and we have a record of it's going to be amended at the board meeting to. It'd be $75,000 contract, including all figures below, or which means I'll take out, which means I'll take out the board approved adjustments.
Okay.
How much of what is the percentage of raise on that then? Would you give?
Pardon me?
What was the percent raise? It was.
I figured a 2% raise was took from 68 to. I remember to 71 something, and then it was 4,200. It those added up was a 74 and change, and he suggested just making 75 even.
So yeah, when you take into account the housing allowance, it was basically a 2% raise, just a little bit over.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
I just wondered if you used the 2% or if you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I would move to approve the 2015-2016 principal contract. With, how do I want to say that? With should I say just the sum of $75,000?
Mm-hmm.
For the sum of $75,000.
And you're striking the plus a board approved adjustment per negotiated agreement.
Okay.
Yes, and striking the board approved adjustment.
Salary was 72,896 with a 2% pay raise. He had the 4,200 for the housing allowance. That brought it to 74,445. And he suggested to make it a 75 even. And you still, something that's not included in there is the health insurance.
Okay, so this is what I typed. Approve the 2015-2016 principal contract with the sum of $75,000 and striking the board approved adjustment.
Sounds okay to me, yeah.
Okay, I need a second still. Okay, Aaron moves to approve the 2015-2016 principal contract with the sum of $75,000 and striking the board approved adjustment. Dexter seconds. Toby absent. Andrea, yes. Aaron?
Yes.
Connie?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
6H is approve contract with Dana F. Cole & Co. for the 2014-15 audit for $6,250. Is that something that get? Does that get bids placed on that, or is it somebody where you're?
It's somebody the districts use for years, as I understand it. And once you approve it, you'll need to sign the agreement with them. Then they'll have the audit for you probably in October board meeting.
Whoever did it before been doing it, been doing school audits.
And you have to have a school auditor, and there aren't that many of them.
Okay. Well, I move to approve the contract with Dana F. Cole & Co. for the 2014-2015 audit for $6,250.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Aaron moves to approve the contract with Dana F. Cole & Company for the 2014-2015 audit for $6,250. Andrea seconds. Dexter?
Yes.
Connie?
Yes.
Toby absent. Aaron?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes.
Next item is approved payment for the Village Comprehensive Plan for $3,976.
Did we get a bill for this?
I can't answer that. It was something that was in your report or something that we got. I think it was a report from you that said that that's going to be our portion. Do we need to postpone table this?
Well,
I was just trying to be efficient and get the bills paid for if we need to.
Because we don't, we only pay if we get the grant.
Okay, all right.
And
so you could make the motion that way then, approve it if we get the grant.
And the reason that the amount changed was because when they got to the actual grant application, the percentage that was required
increased. Yeah, that's right.
So before we approved the amount, as it was stated before. But yeah, we shouldn't, I mean, we won't have to pay it until it.
I guess we could approve it contingent upon
receiving the grant.
Receiving the grant.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I move to approve payment for the village comprehensive plan for $3,976, contingent upon receiving the grant. Is there a name for that grant that we should put in there?
Oh, gosh. Probably. I don't know what it is off the top of my head, though. Stuff. Do you want me to insert the name of it when I find it?
It might. Yeah, it might be a good idea to have the name of it, just so it's not just a grant or the grant.
Okay. Okay. If everybody's okay with that, I'll just insert the name of the grant title. Okay. I'll second. Aaron moves to approve payment for the village comprehension plan for $3,976 contingent upon receiving the grant. And I will insert the title of the grant. Andrea seconds. Andrea, yes. Connie?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes.
Toby, absent. Dexter?
Yes.
Any other discussion or information? Thanks, Marianne, again for volunteering.
I do have a question now. Usually, okay. I think maybe in August, is there negotiations like the CIR type thing coming up? Because this year we'll have to. And I would be willing to go.
It hits pretty early.
Yeah.
August or September, yeah.
I'm thinking that the.
Do we go together, you and I, or?
I've always just driven it down separately because my sister's
okay.
Daughter, so I always turn it to.
Okay. Yeah, I would encourage the board, and part of what I was going to talk about later was going to La Vista in November, I think it is. There's some good information going there, and hopefully things will be slowed down enough where you can get away. Harvest will be over. And
I guess I should ask which committees Joe was on. Is he still on?
Yeah.
Was he still on?
He might remind me. I don't have it memorized yet. I'm sorry.
Well, he was on any, was he?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
We kept the same. We kept
working. Let me go check real quick. Okay.
So he should have been still on there.
I've got to keep her in the
office. If not, you can still go. I don't think
it really matter.
Well, whoever is going to be on negotiations, it would be good for them to go.
Yeah, I suppose.
There's just a lot to take in.
You can be on it now. If you weren't before, so.
And did the superintendent just provide you information? He stayed out of the meeting, basically, or how did you do it?
I don't.
Either or?
I don't think Mr. Howard ever went to that one. But.
Well, I was there, but I was
yeah.
Kind of the back, in the other room kind of thing, back in the back. If they had any questions, they would ask me, so I'm flexible either way.
Yeah, it's whatever.
It's good to know.
Okay. So.
I guess I have one other question. Andrea, we submitted the email, or you submitted the email about the question on the handbooks, and I don't know whether we should discuss that before we approve them in the meetings or not minutes, though.
He's going to just hold off. We will get your input. He's going to come back, make the changes you recommended, and then send it out to you, and you can send back an okie-dokie on it.
I just wondered if we needed to put in something to hold off printing them until we
have
a chance to do that.
I've already put a hold on it.
Okay.
He's going to get back, and he'll get it done by the first August, but I'll email it to you, and
okay.
You can let me know, give me your input if it's okay or not.
That's fine. I just didn't know if we needed to have it in part of the minutes to the meeting or something. Since we already approved it,
I just fix it and send it to you.
Okay.
Let the history be history, if you don't mind.
That's fine.
Anything Any other discussion there?
I've got hard copies. Someone says hard to read, so I've got the hard copies of what you were talking about. I'll hand that later.
Okay. Well, I would move to enter into executive session for the purpose of the superintendent evaluation.
Second.
Aaron moves to enter into executive session for the purpose of the superintendent evaluation. Dexter seconds. Connie?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes.
Toby absent. Dexter?
Yes.
Andrea?
Yes.
Okay. Start recording.
I would motion to leave executive session.
Second.
Dexter moves to leave executive session at 9:11. Aaron seconds. Connie?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes.
Toby absent. Andrea? Yes. Dexter?
Yes.
Okay. No further items or discussion. The next meeting will be August 10th, 2015, and I think we do 8 p.m. again, if that's okay with everybody.
I gotta warn you, after 10 o'clock, I turn into a pumpkin.
We'll be sure to have you out of here by then.
If I start slurring my words, you know, I'm getting tired.
All right.
Well, yeah, I have a little humor in life, right?
That's right. Okay, well, meeting adjourned, 9:12.
Okay.